Welcome back, Spartan Nation. It's your host, West Coast Rail, joined by my guys, Devin Armstrong and Jordan Manigo. What's going on, fellas?
What's up? How you feeling, bro?
All right, man. We in here.
Yes, sir. We are in here.
The lab.
Just to kick it off on some good news, your boy has had some good news, man. Your boy is about to have his first child. You know what I'm saying? It's my old ass is about to have a baby. I'm you know, nervous as hell, but excited, you know? So
congratulations. Another Spartan. Look, we got a recruit right there.
Don't
cost you a little bit. Just letting you know. Little NIL. They're going to come in handy, baby.
He said not one comma. He said, you better see two commas.
He said, I might be free.
I ain't gonna do them like that. But a great segue to our first topic, and that is the amount of players that are leaving Michigan State. Man, I just want to get your guys' thought on it. And is it concerning? Is it alarming? Or could you put a positive spin on it for Spartan fans? Jordan, I'll start with you. Like, how do you feel about this right now?
So I'll just get straight to my positive spin, because I feel like Devin has a lot of ideas about it too, and I don't want to go down too much of a rabbit hole with it. Mm-hmm. But my positive spin with it is that I feel like a lot of Mel Tucker's players were like purchased, like by Job.
Yes.
Let's be honest here, was probably supposed to go to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Like,
Oklahoma was the crystal ball. We got him last minute. We won. Andrew DePape was probably supposed to go to Iowa. I mean, they breed defensive ends. You know what I mean? Like, he was probably supposed to go to Iowa. I think he was paid for. I'm not saying every player that left was paid for, but I just think you can clearly tell that this was a money situation. And I think that, long story short, Jonathan Smith kind of – no one knows what they talk about in the locker room. He said he was having one-on-one meetings, and I think Jonathan Smith was kind of like, you know, he's more of a Mark D'Antonio build type of guy, where it's like sincerity – I want to build through real, like, build. Like, I want my guys who believe in what I'm saying and my culture, not money. And I just think maybe he was kind of like, I don't want Mel Tucker's guys here. I don't care how good they could be. I don't know you, by Job. I don't know you, Andrew DePape. You had a torn ACL. I have no film on you. Like, all I know is you want more money, and I have no idea what you've done, and you didn't even play. I'm not paying you. Go in the portal. I just think that that's the positive spin, where maybe Jonathan Smith was kind of like, I want my guys by any means, even if they're transfers, I want my guys. Last part of that is a lot of Oregon State players have entered the portal. And I know that might not be good to some people, but it matters with depth, and it matters with knowing the offense, knowing the system, and being able to communicate that to other players, and to have more so your guys that know exactly what you're talking about, exactly what you expect. I think we should wait and see. If maybe by Monday, you know, we get a handful of guys, hopefully a lot from Oregon State, because that's a culture thing. But that's my positive spin, is that maybe Jonathan Smith, you know, made some calls and, you know, just wanted to clear a house and clean the culture up completely.
Yeah. All right. Devin, what you got?
Well, we'll put it on the rated R side. Jonathan Smith told all these bums to get the fuck out, is what happened. Is exactly what happened. And you know what? That's exactly what I was looking at it as. I mean, all these guys were leaving were pretty much. I mean, so let's break it down. Let's put it to you like this: we won 4 games last year, right? 4 games. Last game of the season, we get our absolute asses beat by Penn State. Absolutely,
that was terrible.
Asses handed to us in the Lions Stadium. Absolutely embarrassed. Okay,
big time.
We get embarrassed by our in-state rival. We get embarrassed by Ohio State, which has been a reoccurring theme over the last couple seasons. But we got absolutely embarrassed by the 3 biggest brands in the Big Ten, being, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, usually the people that we compete with, or at least we were competing with in the beginning of the Mel Tucker era and then throughout the D'Antonio era.
Yep.
These guys had to go. Who the fuck really, I mean... Like, what stars did we really want to keep from this team? I mean, we had Nathan Carter at running back, so that's like, okay, great, wonderful, phenomenal. I mean, obviously our quarterbacks were not amazing, so none of them wanted to stay. They all transferred out, so it was like, okay, cool, bye, see ya. Brought in a whole new group. I mean, we had some couple defensive pieces that were pretty decent that has stuck around and stayed. Others, I mean, the defensive line is gone at this point, but I mean, we weren't getting really that many, we weren't generating that many sacks, weren't generating many. We were able to stop the run, but we weren't generating a pass rush really. So, like, what do really we really want to keep anybody for? I mean, we're trying to get Michigan State. Michigan State is trying to get into that next level of getting itself back up to being a, you know, a top tier pro, or at least, you know, a top 25 style program. Or at least, I mean, now with the college football playoff coming into play this upcoming season, a top 12 program, we're trying to get ourselves back up into there to where Coach D'Antonio was having us ride that nice wave. We're trying to get back to that with Jonathan Smith. But a question I did have for you, Jordan, when you're saying Oregon State players are in the transfer portal, you mean they're transferring from Oregon State?
Yeah, like, so a lot of,
they're not
of,
already like, committed to Michigan State. They're transferring, they're entering the transfer portal coming from Oregon State.
Yes. So, like, none of them, I have no insider or anything saying that they're going to come to Michigan State, but a lot of Michigan State people and fans are like, there's a lot of Oregon State players. Like, if you were to look on 3 and search Oregon State transfers, a lot entered the portal and a lot of Spartans entered the portal. So, I just trying to make an educated guess, I think that coordinators, like the offensive line, I'm sorry, I had to sneeze. All right, I'm sorry. Like the offensive coordinator, Brian Lindgren, offensive line coach, tight ends coach, I think they all made some calls, including Jonathan Smith, and made like Avengers-type calls. Like, where it was like, look, I recruited you. You know, I brought you there. Like, come to Michigan State now. That's all I could guess. I have no evidence to it, but it's just like a lot of Oregon State players left, and I could just hope that at least 4 – are like, you know what, Jonathan Smith got me. I trust this man. Like, he recruited me at the end of the day. Like, he, you know, he's the one that's had the final call to sign that scholarship. I want someone that's familiar with me. I want my coordinators back. I mean, Oregon State's just like Michigan State, all new coordinators, no coach. And they, like, a lot of people don't understand the dynamic is different for them because they were Oregon State. Not to be disrespectful, but like, if Michigan State's struggling right now because we lost coordinators and everybody, imagine their world. And their players who just came off a winning year for them, like one of their better years, and their head coach left and went to a better program. Yeah. I just think it's natural that some players are kind of like, okay, we tried this spring ball, it's not working. So I just hope that that's the case. I hope. But a lot of players did leave, yes, from Oregon State. A lot of players did enter the portal.
Okay. So, yeah, so, you know, all right then. So we don't know where they're going to transfer to. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much a cultural shift. And for the last couple of years, Oregon State was trending a little bit better than Michigan State. Granted, I understand that, you know, Mel Tucker had the Kenneth Walker season, Peach Bowl, et cetera, win all those games. And, you know, I'm still going to continue to take my jab at the Pittsburgh coach for what he said about, you know, the fact that they lost that game because they had to play with their second or their third string quarterback. They also realized that the running back that got us there wasn't playing in that game too, right? Had he been in that game, we would have won that game by 3 or 4 touchdowns. Don't get it twisted, Pittsburgh, at all. Don't forget that. Anyways, we got to recognize that it's bad. Let me put it to you like this. I'll get it on a little bit of a personal level for you. Currently at my job right now, I've had a multitude of people on my team quit because they're not having success. They're not having the success that they wanted to. Coming into a sales job. I know certain people are promised certain things, but what they got to realize is you got to work hard. You got to put in time, effort, and whatnot. But even, you know, working hard and working in the dark and doing all these different things to make yourself better, what people are always going to look at is whatever the hell your results are, right? So clearly all these D1 athletes were not able to put together good enough results. That's what matters. No different than the people on my team that are no longer here with me. We're not able to produce good enough results for themselves or to my standards of what people need to be doing. So, therefore, you got to go. Get out. We ain't got time for the shit. Move on to the next.
Yep.
So, that's exactly the way I'm seeing with all these transfers. I mean, I really haven't paid attention to too many of them because I figured he was going to be filtering out a lot of guys anyways. I didn't think Jonathan Smith was going to come in here and just take Mel Tucker's team and suddenly take them from freaking 4-8 to suddenly 8-4 the next season. No, he's got to get better players and different people to do that. So, that's my take on it.
There's some things from my standpoint that it's a little disturbing. You know, the Derek Harmon story where, you know, when Jonathan Smith was hired, Derek Harmon entered the transfer portal. And then once Jonathan Smith paid him, he committed back to Michigan State. And now after the spring game, he's like, yeah, thank you for the bag, but I'm out. You know, it's just like, that's a gut punch, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of players that were gut punches. By Job just entered the transfer portal today. Gut punch. I think he was a top 15 player. You know what I'm saying? Like one of those ones that, you know, hopefully with some right development could, you know, turn out into something. But just to see that, you know, seeing what Eric Snow's son, Darius Snow, entered the transfer portal. Antonio Gates Jr., transfer portal. An offensive lineman. There's so many. I believe there's, 25 guys total that have left?
I believe that Darius is actually still here. I believe he put, like, a lock. He, like, quoted his he kind of tricked people. He put his transfer portal picture up, but he quoted it with a lock, like saying he's locked in. So I believe he's still here. But, I mean, he just came off of a gruesome leg injury, though. Right. Like, I'm just kind of like, is he useful for us? Like, I mean, I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, he has a brace on still to this day. Like, the whole spring game, he's hobbling.
Right. So I don't know. I don't believe he is. And I don't blame anybody if they wanted to leave. I just feel like this transfer portal, the way the rules are set up, it's not conducive to student athlete anymore. It's NFL. It's free agency, basically. And it's every single year. Like, it's insane. Like, I don't believe that you should have freedom to go anywhere you want to at any time. Just because, you know what I'm saying? Because then what are we teaching kids in real life? Like, when shit gets hard, all you can do, you know what I'm saying, quit. Just quit and go somewhere else and see, you know, somebody else will treat you better or something like that. Somebody else will see your value. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes your value is bullshit at the moment. And I'm not saying that your value can't get higher, but you need to go through some stuff before you can, you know what I'm saying, see your results. Because if you coming in as a freshman, you believe you're about to start over a senior, there's a problem. So right. I believe these freshmen out here are really soft. A lot of these kids now are very soft-minded to where, you playing this senior over me? I'm a freshman. I'm a four-star. I done came in here. I done did X, Y, and Z.
You paid me X, Y, and Z.
I'm like, we don't give a fuck. I mean, you haven't done anything yet. I mean, once you get on the field and you can prove yourself, you can make plays, then you can talk that stuff. But if you're not on the field, that's a problem. There's something going on there. I'm pretty sure coaches, well, I won't say this for everybody, but I do believe the majority of coaches are putting the best players out on the field. You know what I'm saying? Minus all the politicking that people, you know, head coaches will do. But I don't believe that way with Jonathan Smith. I believe he's very straightforward with these guys. I don't believe that he will be paying players, you know, high ranking guys, unless you just want to come here just off the, you know, love of Michigan State, then that's cool. Because I do see some of the guys that he is recruiting, and there are a lot of three stars. I believe we're going back to the D'Antonio era, which is three star heaven, and develop guys. I do believe that Jonathan Smith is the right head coach for the Michigan State Spartans, the one that we needed. You know, we wanted Mel Tucker. I guess I won't say we wanted Mel Tucker, but, you know, Mel Tucker got the praise because he was one of the highest paid college coaches. And he was a black man. You know, he got all the praise that was necessary at the moment. Then he showed his ass, literally. I mean, you know, and then it all went to shit. But now we got, in my mind, a better coach in Jonathan Smith. What he was able to do at Oregon State is insane. I've never seen it happen before at Oregon State. I've never seen Oregon State be that good, you know what I'm saying, for you know, a stretch of a couple of years, you know? So with that being said, I love to see what he's going to do with this team. Regardless of who's left, good luck to those that are in the transfer portal. congratulations on those that stay. You know, I do believe that those that stay will be, you know, champions. I do expect Jonathan Smith to be in the college football playoffs at some point within the next 3 years. You know, I do believe in all of that. Still to this day, he's not going to change my thought process. We have Aiden Child. We have Nick Marsh. You know, we got some players. You know, we're not short of talent. Maybe on the defense side, which brings me to my second topic, and it's the spring game. I just want to get you guys' thought on the spring game. You know, who stood out to you? Who looks good? Who doesn't look good? Because I'm pretty sure we have, you know, some thoughts on both of those. Devin, I'm going to start with you. The spring game, if you watched it, you know, if you watched the highlights, man, who stood out to you? And are there any positions that are a little concerning for you coming up this upcoming season?
I'll be honest, I didn't get much of a chance to really watch too much of it. I watched a couple of the highlights. Nothing super concerning stood out to me. I seen that so Nate Carter had a good run at one point, took off for a touchdown, wasn't it? And then the receiver.
Nick Marsh.
There we go. Nick Marsh. Almost forgot his name for a second. Nick Marsh had a nice catch for a touchdown, wasn't it?
Yep.
That was thrown by Aiden Childs. I do vaguely recall seeing those.
So,
I mean, just not – I don't take the spring game too literal, too serious. I mean, I judge based upon the first couple games that we watch in the season to really judge how this team is going to be.
I feel you. Jordan, did you see anything good, anything bad during the spring game?
So my bad is actually kind of a twist. The good was actually I liked Tommy Schuster a lot. I think he's a really good backup to have. I think he was good at finding the easy passes. Tommy Schuster's a good backup. I'll give him that. Brandon Tullis, that freshman that took Jalen Berger's spot. I think that's why Jalen Berger entered the portal is because that young running back from Texas, Brandon Tullis, is very good. He's smart and young. He used to play linebacker in high school and running back. He played two positions. So I think he was really good to see. He had some wiggle to him. Which leads me to my negative, though, is I don't know how to tell, though. You know what I mean? Like, because our defensive line, those two transfers looked good. Like, Darius – the one from Georgia Tech and the other one.
Daquan Dowse. Daquan Dowse from Georgia Tech or Mississippi State, whichever one. I don't know.
Both looked good. That's what I was happy about. Both looked good. The dude from Georgia Tech is big. Dowse is big. He looks like a Georgia boy, which looked really good. Like I don't think I've seen a defensive lineman from Michigan State look like him in a minute. Mm-hmm. He was big. And then Dunnigan he made some good moves and got in the backfield and made some tackles. So that was good to see. Concerning part to get to that is defense, obviously. I don't know how to tell. Like that Nick Marsh catch, I felt like the wind got to it, and that's when you have to pick it off. You know, I know we all like to see him catch it, but like when the wind takes the ball, because it would have been a touchdown. I get it. It would have been a touchdown if it wasn't for the wind. But like the wind did get it, and there was three guys there. And no one, you know, they all missed the tackle too. Like, it's one thing to catch it, but no one even brought him down. And three men were there. So that was a little concerning. You know, Cal Holiday was the touchdown run kind of missed the hole again. Linebackers were kind of caught sleeping again. So it still looks like you said, Rel, and even you, I think, Devin, defense has a lot of learning to do still. Addie Willie, the guy from IMG, I thought he was pretty good, number six. The biggest concern for me, though, and I don't think it's going to be a big deal, I think it was the win. Child started off kind of slow, which makes me think that they don't really know what they're doing still yet. Like, they're still learning, and there's plenty of time to learn. But Aiden Child's concerned me a little bit. I know everyone's excited about him, but it did concern me a little bit because he looked very inconsistent. At times, it looked like, you know, the offense, I don't know, it just looked like they were off rhythm. But it's spring game, you know. It's just still, they haven't even got to the meat and potatoes of the system yet. But that's right. My small negative, which, you know, isn't that bad. But yeah, I was expecting more excitement from Childs, and it just looked like he was a little confused out there a little bit. But he still showed some good stuff, which is good. Like, he still showed like he has the ability to adjust and get used to the wind and get used to the atmosphere. So I think it was good overall.
Right. And I agree with you on that. Aiden Childs, to me, looked okay at times. You know what I'm saying? He looked good. He made some good throws, and then he made some errant throws that I believe one of them should have been picked off. But it's like you said, a spring game. I'm not, you know, not too concerned because, you know, you're just now learning your guys. You're just now starting to get into rhythm with wide receivers and whatnot. Him and Monterrey Foster have a pretty good rapport with each other. They made a couple of great connections during the spring game. I'm with you on Brandon Tillis. He has vision. I can give him that much. When you see a hole, he gonna hit it. And that's a 3-star from Texas, and I'm proud to say that, hey, I like him. As soon as I seen him hit the hole a few times, and then I seen Berger do what he do, I'm like, yeah, I don't want Berger. Like, I was like, man, can this man enter the transfer? When he entered the transfer board, I was kind of happy. I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want you fucking up shit. Because he fumbled the ball. When he had a good run, then he fumbled it. I was like, oh, see what I'm saying? You fucked the game over it doing that bullshit. So, yeah, I'm good on him.
I think Smith pushed him in the portal. I think Smith wanted the UMass guy bad. He got his guy he wanted.
Now, this is the thing about it. Well, let me give some negatives. You're right. I believe you were right, Jordan, about Kyle Holiday. Kyle Holiday looks bad so far, and that's a damn shame. I don't know if it's the system of the defense, you know, that's different because he does have a new defensive coordinator. So I don't know if that defensive coordinator is going to put him in the right positions to succeed, because if Kyle Holiday has to engage with an offensive guard and has to shed that block, he's not going to shed that block too often. And that's a concerning part. As a linebacker, I need for you to shed blocks and get to the running back. And they did not seem to be able to do that in that entire spring game.
I mean, I will say Christian Phillips is 320 pounds, though.
Bro. Then you got to move around this big, slow ass. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to get somewhere, because you just can't get hold out now. That's going to work. You're going to give up 75 yards every single time, and they're going to see that on film and be like, hey, you know what? Let's send a big-ass guard to Kyle Holiday, because he ain't going to shed shit. You know what I'm saying? So the run defense is definitely concerning. We don't have a pass rush. With By Job, Andrew DePape, all these guys leaving, we have Jalen Thompson still from Cass Tech. So he's still there, but he's a run stuffer more than he is a pass rusher.
I know you don't like him, but Chris Bogle, I like him, but I know you guys don't. I know you guys don't.
I think he's okay, but he's still not. I mean, how many sacks did he get last year?
I think he got hurt.
Well, he's going to get hurt again. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, we still don't know what you can do. I mean, I've seen he can. He's a try-hard guy, but I just, you know, I don't believe that he's, you know, a stud. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the studs. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see that on the defensive line yet. I like Darius Rucker. I like his toughness. I forgot who got the damn interception, the only interception in the game. But I forgot it. But the secondary is just okay. But they like that Nick Marsh touchdown. It was just like, what are we doing? Like, I guess we're, like I said, man, we got a lot of work to do. Offensively, I can see us scoring a lot of points. Defensively, I see us giving up a lot of points too. So that's another, you know, some things that would have to be changed, or, you know, we just have to improve on, to be honest with you. If Jonathan Smith was going after anybody in the transfer portal, I would hope that he would go after more defensive players. Now, you're right. We ended up getting a guy, running back from UMass, and I watched his highlight tape. And to be honest with you, him and Brandon Tillis are basically the same.
Okay.
You know, basically a vision guy. So I understand. So when I see certain players that Jonathan Smith gets, I'm starting to really dissect what type of player does Jonathan Smith want, defensively and offensively. So I've even dove into high school recruiting, guys that are on the board for us to get. What type of player are those? Like, there's a linebacker out of St. Mary's, Orchard Lake. I forgot his name. DJ White, I believe. And he's a linebacker. But he's a blitzing linebacker. He's more of a on the edge. He moves around, but he's not a cover guy. Like, I'm trying to figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how many cover guys that Jonathan Smith really has, because he's going after a blitzer. Now, I'm pretty sure there is a linebacker that I did see on 24/7 Sports with Spartan Recruiting that is a more of a cover guy than he is a blitzer, which I like. But to be honest with you, it's going to be some years, man. It's going to be some years before we can really see the results. Now, I do believe that our offensive line is the strong point. I love our offensive line. I love our offensive line coach. And with Aiden Childs being a mobile quarterback, he's going to make the offensive lineman look even better, because somehow, some way, he's going to slip out of tackles. He's going to be, you know, a threat to run. Even though he only showed it one time, which I believe is a good thing, because I didn't want him to really shine like that in this spring game. I like the fact that he was, like, you know, average. You know, he was average. He made some good plays. He threw some aired balls, you know what I'm saying? But it was to be expected when, you know, you put on the spot to perform this early in the season. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm pretty sure they'll get it together. Love to see what I've seen out of the young guys. Wide receiver is still okay to me. It don't matter. I believe we'll still score points with anybody. Nathan Carter's a dog. Love it. So, I mean, it is what it is. It is the defensive side will always be concerning to me. Until we get that right, you know, we're going to struggle. I do believe we'll win more than four games, though, this season. I say around six or seven games. That's what I'm going to give us so far. But we'll see what happens. I mean, good showing. I'm glad that they actually had a spring game. How about that? I'll just start with that.
Right.
I'm glad that whatever Mel Tucker was doing, I didn't like that shit at all. I was like, Mel, can we get a game? Can we get 11-on-11 and let's see what we got?
Yeah, that shit was whack. When that was so, I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, all the money in the world. We couldn't get a goddamn spring game. Ain't that a bitch?
And he wanted everybody to show up.
Yeah, that was wrong. But it is what it is. But you know, let's get to some good news. Let's get some good news for the basketball side. Now, the Spartans did get finally Tom Izzo has entered the transfer portal and got a guy. And I believe Frankie Fiddler.
Yes, I did see that.
Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? So, average 20 points per game. The man can score. I mean, the man can shoot, the score. He can do exactly what Michigan State needs. I tell you that much. We need somebody who can put the ball in the hole for sure.
That was a good pickup. I'm very happy about that.
Very much so. So I want to get you guys' thought on that. And also, is Izzo done with the transfer portal? Would you like to see him get maybe a center involved or something like that? Because I don't think he's done. There's no way in hell he could be done. So Jordan, I'll start with you, man. What do you like about the guy and Tom Izzo's future with the transfer portal?
I've been hard on Izzo, but I think he did good with the Frankie Fiddler. I did not expect us to get him. I thought that was going to be another boat of bad news, where I was just like, you know, he's too good for Michigan State. He's not going to get him. I'm glad we got him. Right. I think, like you said, everything you said was exactly what I think. I think he fits it perfectly. Like, I wish we had Tyson Walker one more year with them, because it would have been so good to see. But Jaden Akins, this is his time to like step up, to really work with them. So I'm excited for that. But as far as your other question, like you said, hell yes, we need a center. Hell yes, like we should at this point, all we need is one more lethal center.
Like, I agree with that one.
Get a center, like, who, I mean, a 7-footer, like nothing else. Like, move Jackson Coler power forward, Booker starting power forward.
Yep.
Cohen Carr and Cooper's a backup center.
Yeah.
Jackson Kohler. So you have you have everything you need right now. Plus the freshmen can come in and, you know, do their thing at the rotations. Jace Richardson could even get some play time eventually. He won't have to be rushed in. Just get a center. Like, and you're good. Just get a center. McCullough, is that his name? He can even get some reps in at power forward, or you could just redshirt him. So, yeah, if Izzo just gets a center, I'm all on board, bro. That's my rant. I'm all on. If he just gets a center, I'm all in.
All right. Devin, what you got?
It seems to be the first bit of good news for this team. So, but, you know, basketball season just ended. So, very, very early. Kind of tap into it a little bit maybe later on towards, you know, September and whatnot. We'll kind of start tapping in and see what's going on with Izzo. Just really heavily focused on what's going on with football. But this is trending good. This is trending somewhere positive. So it's nice to see that. It's nice to see that Izzo is getting out of his comfort zone and going into the transfer portal.
Right. That's all. That's all I wanted to see. You know, I'm happy either way. You're right, though. Both of you guys are right. He does need a center. Like you said, a 7-footer. I mean, I'll go with 6'11", but, you know, I'm not. But as long as you dominate, I'm going to say dominate, but as long as you got a skill set that is, you know, better than what the fuck we had before, you know, that's all I care about. We just need a competent center more than anything else. and we'll be okay. Long as we got Curtain, who's going to be a nice scorer. Frankly, Filler will probably be our leading scorer. I believe Jeremy Fears will be a starter point guard. You still got Trey Holloman. Like you said,
Fears got a lot of potential to live up to.
Big time. But you got to, you know, shout out to Corin Carr, cut his dreads off. Now I'm hoping he can shoot better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I think the dreads is holding him back.
I believe so. He believes so, clearly, because he cut him off. <his life. laughs> He said, Demo was blocking my vision.
Too much weight on my head.
So I'm like, hey, do what you do. I mean, if it turns you into a better basketball player, I'm all for it, man. I don't care. But, yeah. But I'm surprised Booker hasn't been in the transfer portal. So, you better believe Booker will be starting next season, or he will be transferring in the middle of the season for sure. So, it's all love from now, man. Izzo just got to go in there, you know, go in there and get you a center, man. Your time, Izzo, you can go get somebody, dude. Don't just sit up there and sit on your ass and be like, you know what? I think Carson Cooper can be a big all Big Ten first team.
Oh, like, God, no, dude,
like, just don't be stagnant in this roster. Like, it's no time for that.
He's almost there, bro. Just one more guy. He's almost there.
Almost, yeah. We'll see. I mean, I'm pretty sure. Whatever. I'm pretty sure he will. I'm going to say about 70% he will find himself another center, and we'll be a contender in the Big Ten for sure. So I'm gonna save it that.
Absolutely.
Other than that, y'all got anything else y'all want to discuss, man?
Nope. Let's just hope we get some transfers on Monday, y'all. Let's hope next week is some better news.
Yeah, I believe. Don't we have a guy from Auburn?
Yeah, we got a
fast receiver. I believe we'll get him, too. I do believe that we'll end up landing him once he steps foot on campus and sees what we have to offer. I believe that's another weapon, and that's just another. I mean, listen, I'm ready for the defensive side of the ball to get some transfers, and I need some improvement on that defensive side badly, man. For the football team, I need some defensive transfers badly. So we're gonna see, man. In the next couple of weeks, I'm pretty sure whenever we get some more news, we'll definitely get on the podcast and discuss our thoughts on it. Other than that, man, we're just waiting on week one for the football season. And, we're going to definitely stay tuned with all the news that's happening for sure. But with that being said, thank everybody for listening, man. Check us out on Spotify, Spartan Dogs Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you can listen to us on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you can get a podcast, we're on it. Thank everybody for listening, man. Thank you guys. Devin. Thank Jordan. Make sure you go follow them on Twitter as well. Make sure, you know.
Unhinged content. You are been warned.
Unhinged content. You gotta quote that, bro. That's gotta be, you gotta make a t-shirt, bro. Unhinged content.
That's right, man. Hey, but you, as long as you keeping it real, don't matter. Don't matter. As long as you keep it real, as long as you stand on your shit.
I'm standing on business. Right. I'm standing on business. That's telling the truth about. And how I feel about everything. So
unhinged content.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, until next time, everybody out there, go green.
Go white.
Go white.